Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The ball is going to be run. I tell you that much. We're going to run the football. Kaylee's doing a good job with putting all that stuff together. We're going to protect CJ or whoever's back there. Try to make it us five up front. We're going to try to make it our life's work to not have anybody in his lap or touching him at all. We're going to pound the rock and we're going to air it out. We're going to keep people on their toes and we're going to play tough physical football. And people are going to know when they wake up on Monday morning that they just got done playing the Houston Texans.
That is the voice of one Jacob Aloysius Andrews, who is, according to our lads, second on the Texans depth chart at the center position behind Jared Patterson.
That'd be correct.
But we discussed yesterday, and I've just hypothesized over the years that John Harris and the good people on Texans radio do not have slaps on this time of year. And slaps are those that are just camp bodies, dudes that are going to end up having their asses cut here in the next month or so, going into the regular season. I do not think Jake Andrews is one of those individuals. We played audio yesterday from Justin Watson, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's played with somebody else too, right? But he's now a Houston Texan wide receiver slash sometimes could be maybe if you need him a return guy, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady.
He caught touchdown passes from one Tom Brady.
Aloysius.
And has done so from another Aloysius by the name of Patrick Mahomes.
Also an Aloysius.
Also very much an Aloysius. Will he be catching touchdown passes from C.J. Aloysius Stroud? That is the question. I contend that he will have opportunities to do so because he, too, was like Jake Andrews and on Texans All Access this time of year. He is not a slap. Now, granted, who's that fella that plays defensive tackle in a pinch sometimes for the Texans? Kurt Heinisch. He has also been on Texans All Access.
Big Heine.
But he's been on this team now for going on potentially his fourth season with the Texans, I believe. So he's been here, maybe a good source, a good reference.
Would you rather be Big Heine or Big Dumper?
I like both, really. we need a Big Heine on the Texans, though. If they can have a Big Dumper in Seattle, we need a Big Heine.
Big Heine.
But if you're going to have a Big Heine, like you gotta produce, bro. You gotta produce. I mean, it's the best position to be walking around with that nickname, Big Heine. Texans have needed some big booties, you know, to occupy some space, you know, in the middle, and they've done pretty well. They got Tim Settle Jr., Mario Edwards, whatchamadoodle. Who's the other really good?
Oh Sheldon Bodicassi's back.
Bodicassi's back. They brought back Sheldon Rankins, which is cool. They brought everybody back and brought back Sheldon Rankins, which is really, really cool.
Big Heine's like fifth on the depth chart right now.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned him. It's like, yeah, you know, I could see him, you know, kind of being shown the door.
But I would also, it would not surprise me if they keep five DTs. Because DT and DE, those are the two positions you rotate guys through the most.
Yeah. 100%. Well, and you needed that depth last year, right? Because Fadakasi got hurt. He missed a handful of games, right?
And
Mario Edwards Jr. was...
Autry was suspended.
Didn't Mario Edwards get...
He got suspended later on.
Banned a couple of games or something, or at least a game. I can't remember for what exactly, but yeah, I mean, you needed that depth. No doubt. No doubt about that. Now, okay, offensive side of the ball. You heard from Jake Andrews coming in to this segment. Darian Gumbawale, I would say somewhat of a fan favorite, you know, over the last few years with
the
Texans.
Backup kicker.
Backup kicker. Special teams badassery is to be had when he is on the field. Frank Ross loves that dude. He's really good with the media. Really cool guy to talk to. fun to watch play. He will light your ass up, given the opportunity on special teams, too. He likes to tackle people.
Well, I said, Dari's a special teamer. He's a backup kicker. He's a
They can use him as
like a third down back.
Yeah.
But where do you think he is on the running back depth chart?
Well, that's what I was going to bring up here. Without looking at our lad's depth chart, I will just say off the top of my head, here's your running back depth chart. Joseph Aloysius Mixon.
Hey.
Pretty lit, man.
Brandon Chubaruski.
Nick Chubaruski?
Oh, I said Brandon Chubb. Nick Chubb, sorry. Nick Chubaruski.
He would be two, yes.
And then I've got Damian Pierce.
Three.
And then I would have Woody Marks.
Four.
And then I would have Dari Aloysius Ogunbowale.
You are on the depth chart.
That's my depth chart. That's what it actually is.
That is the depth chart.
Do they have like the other fellas on there, like the British Brooks of the world?
Well, British Brooks is listed as a fullback.
Okay. Who's the other guy that people liked last year?
Juwar Jordan.
Juwar Jordan.
And they also have J.J. Taylor now.
J.J. I knew there was a J.J.
So those are the 6-7 guys that are likely to be on the practice squad.
Yeah. But how many backs are you going to carry on this team going into the regular season?
I don't even know if they carry an actual fullback.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they've had that position, you know, the last couple of years under Slowick, right? And it's been maintained by that white guy for a little bit.
The one who kept dropping passes?
Is it Andrew Beck, right? Was that Andrew Beck?
And there was another guy. But, like, just the dropped passes and the missed blocks. It's like, bye.
There was another guy. He was kind of like a tight end, fullback, kind of a Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
But here's the question is you've got what your running back depth chart is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have who, besides Dalton Schultz, is a worthwhile tight end.
Well.
And by worthwhile, that includes can block, can catch, can play on Sunday. Because a lot of guys...
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They don't play on Sunday because they got the ow this or the ow that. You have to actually be healthy enough to play,
well,
Brevin
that's the
Jordan.
Thing. They've never been healthy, you know. But Brevin,
taking Gatoriano.
Cade Stover's probably, like, the guy that encompasses, I would say, all of that, right? That, you know, he's got to be able to catch, got to be able to block. I would say Stover. Schultz is not that guy. He's never been, like,
he's a
well-rounded
receiver.
Tight end, right?
He's a receiver.
Brevin Jordan, he's more of a Swiss Army knife, you know, tight end. Play a little slot, play a little H-back. Like, we saw a little bit of that.
Need to be on the field.
Yeah, and you need to be on the field. Because when he's on the field, to me, he's still one of the guys offensively to watch for this training camp. Because if he's healthy, that's why I get excited about the audio that we played for Justin Watson yesterday, who, you know, said, like, man, we feel like the foundation's set where we can run anything on offense, you know, against any defense. And that tells me that Nick Haley's, you know, found some creative ways, you know, in their pre-snap setups to, you know, be able to switch in and out of things quickly. And they feel like they have the personnel to do that. What did Dari Ogunbowale say about the Nick Haley offense so far? Let's hear.
Kale's got us dialed in, man. I love the way he's installed the playbook. I mean, starting there, just a guy like me who prides himself on picking up playbooks quickly. I mean, he's made it very easy for us to learn this offense. And, so that's been big for us. But I mean, there's big plays to be had. Obviously we've always had an explosive offense once Seven got to the team. So we're not worried about that, but just being able to stay on track, and just the way that we've needed to, you know, these last couple of years. I think we'll be able to do that this year.
All right. Sounds good to me. I would have maybe been a little bit more encouraged from Darian Gumbawale if he'd said, you know, for a guy who doesn't pick up playbooks that quickly, boy, this one's really easy. That would have been cool to hear. But
no, you don't want a guy on your team who doesn't pick up playbooks.
No. But, you know, for a guy that maybe doesn't, for him to say that, yeah, this one, it's really easy to pick up. Like, that would have been kind of encouraging, I think. This is the guy that sits, you know, in front of every single class, raises his hand, asks, you know, every good question and supplies every correct answer, saying, hey, I'm able to do this again under this guy. I guess, you know, that's cool. But what about Dameon Pierce, who is a guy that I would say doesn't necessarily pick up playbooks and maybe adapt to change as quickly as others, maybe even a Darian Gumbawale? That's going to be something to kind of keep an eye on. We experienced that 2 years ago with Dameon Pierce. After that sensational rookie season, going into year two, Dameon Pierce obviously had to deal with injury and rehab and more injury, but also, you know, learning, you know, some new nuances in the playbook, in the run game. Wasn't necessarily able to pick that up. Maybe he is this year. We'll see. But hearing that from Darian Gumbawale, is Darian Gumbawale going to have a spot on this team, regardless of just how badass he is on special teams and backup kicker? It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's really not. You know, he is a good special teamer. Is there a spot for a Darian Gumbawale on the 2025 Texans? It's an important question, because if you say that there is, I would ask you, is there for Dameon Pierce? If you say that there isn't, I don't know that I would necessarily have to ask you about that Pierce follow-up.
I think that, you know, the zone run scheme, Pierce had a hard time picking that up. And as they move to, you know, a little more power-based, a little more gap-based, that's probably going to be better for Pierce going forward. Mm-hmm. More fits more of his style. It's more of a, you know, trying to be a downhill runner. He's not a dancer. He's like a north-south runner.
Yeah.
And I think the way that I think we'll see more of that from them this year. And I think that will bode well for Pierce. Problem is, Pierce is going to have to play a lot of special teams. And he's played some special teams. He's been a returner. He's going to have to, you know, also be a gunner on different things, and because
he's going to have to
RB1's going to be Joe Mixon, mm-hmm. and RB2's going to be Nick Chubb. So unless Nick Chubb gets hurt, Pierce will be playing on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make the depth chart a little fuzzy, because
Woody Marks is a wild card.
They're only going to carry so many backs.
Yeah.
And
Marks is a fourth-round pick who catches the ball out of the backfield.
If they keep a fullback, you know, British Brooks probably has the leg in, because they know him a little better. But we know they like Woody Marks, and his skill set probably fits the team better than Dameon Pierce's does. Pierce might wind up being four. Pierce might wind up on another team, because we know they like Woody Marks, fourth-round pick. He's going to be on the team. I would be very surprised if he's not on the team, because I think it would be hard to get him through waivers onto the practice squad.
Who's this?
Woody Marks.
Oh, yeah.
It would be hard to get him on the practice squad.
I don't even think that's a thing. Yeah, I don't even think that's a thing.
But, you know, for a guy like Dari, mm-hmm. Dari probably passed through waivers. Now, not that you're going to put him on the practice squad. I mean, you could, but not that that's your intention. But I think Dari, barring injury, right now is probably on the outside looking in.
I think I would agree with you. They're going to be, he's, in my opinion, going to be one of the ones that kind of, you know, surprise and hurt a little bit. They're going to be at least, you know, two to four more of those in this camp for the Texans, because your depth has gotten better. And really good teams have really good players deeper on the depth chart. And at some point, those familiar faces, those guys that have helped you win ball games before, that have come up clutch before, they are going to be on the outside looking at, because you've gotten better at different areas. I think we're going to see somewhere between two and five, I would say, maybe, quote-unquote, surprise or, you know, cuts that maybe kind of hurt a little bit, that maybe at least you think do now and certainly would have hurt a lot more in earlier years. But will they really hurt this season? The Texans hopefully think not.